Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Lots of controversies swirling around, folks. And here's the good news, conservatives. None of them involve us. None of them. We are the ones who are the recipients of all this great news about these so-called conspiracy theories that turned out to not be conspiracy theories at all, but conspiracy facts. And in fact, all the controversies that kick off this new year belong to the remnants of leftists. To Joe Biden, to Barack Obama, to Hillary Clinton, to the FBI, to the DNC, to Hollywood, and I could go on. You know the ilk of which I speak. Some of these controversies, surprisingly, haven't even surfaced yet, like Hunter Biden. We've been talking about Hunter for the better part of 2 years. We know exactly what Hunter Biden did. He's not mainstream news yet, folks. We are still talking about old stuff. But he will be a prominent figure politically this year, as he should have already been. And it's not going to be good news for the Bidens, for the leftists, for the DOJ, or for any of these other people that have rallied around him to try to protect this guy, who we all know was little more than a common criminal who got protected because he's got the Biden name. Now, the Biden name should be a joke. This is a family of pathological liars who are willing to do whatever it takes to get ahead. But welcome to the party, pal. Look at Liz Cheney. Look at the money this woman made being a crooked politician supposedly representing us. Look at Nancy Pelosi and the amount of money this woman made during her tenure as a supposed representative of the people. Let's call these people what they are. They're not representatives. They're fleecers. All they do is get there. They gain power. They propose their wacky theories and wacky nonsense and then get the media and everybody else to support whatever it is that they say goes. And we're all out here going, okay, whatever, opening our wallets and our purses, saying, just take it. Let me tell you something, folks. The leftists are going to work feverishly to protect themselves from the legacy of what will eventually come from all these controversies. Hunter Biden's laptop, ultimately his crooked dealings. We know Hunter Biden did business, crooked business with the Chinese, with the Russians, and with the Ukrainians. And we will find out at some point in the near future that Joe Biden's policies affecting all three of those countries was based on what Hunter Biden was doing in his criminal activities for that family. We will learn sometime in the near future that the big guy is indeed Joe Biden, who was getting his cut. We will learn that James, the uncle, a.k.a. Joe Biden's brother, he is one of the linchpins in this whole process. He's the one who's been made to watch Hunter. Keep your eye on Hunter. Make sure he's doing the right thing. We're also going to learn a lot more about what Hunter did, just as a human being. The guy that won't even recognize his child, whose mother of a child is saying, I want to give this baby the Biden name. Why? Because she sees the writing on the wall. She's like, I might as well ride this wave while everybody else is. Welcome, Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. New few days have gone by. We've got a new year, so we've got the first bookend, right, of what's going to be happening in this particular year. And we get to ride it all the way to the end, most of us, God willing. And hopefully we'll see all this through. We'll see the truth see the light of day. And see, here's the difference between us and them. I don't care what the truth reveals. If the truth reveals that Mitch McConnell, who's married to a Chinese woman, has been in cahoots with the Chinese, let it reveal it. I don't care. I don't care what his political affiliation is. I don't have any respect for Mitch McConnell. What has this guy done for us? as conservatives, as Americans. What has he done? He rolls over and gets his belly rubbed. He puts on a tough front. And the thing that bugs me the most is Mitch McConnell to come here and give us the excuse that it was the candidates that we picked. That's the reason why he didn't get to do his job. Donald Trump picked the wrong candidates. Well, he's running the party, and that wasn't my fault. Let me tell you something. If Lucifer was a Republican and running against the Democrats, let me tell you, whoever they're running against, Lucifer is worse than Lucifer. Goodness gracious, Katie Hobbs is the new governor of Arizona. This chick, she talks like an 8-year-old and acts like a 3-year-old. She's a better candidate than Carrie Lake? I don't think so. You're going to tell me that Dr. Oz, a guy who was on TV, who was a successful TV guy, successful doctor, has a medical degree, and whether you agree completely with him or not, you're going to tell me that a dude who had a stroke and who runs around in gear looking like Sling Blade is a better candidate than Dr. Oz? I'm sorry, this black man here ain't buying it. Mitch McConnell, that's your excuse? We didn't pick the right candidates? Anybody that runs under the R banner is automatically better than the person who wants to represent themselves for the party of lynching of Negroes. That's what I can tell you. Because if you don't know enough history about the Democratic Party, and number two, you don't watch what your party is doing today to destroy this country, and you're going to tell me they have better candidates? It is impossible for them to have better candidates. And I'm being nice, because there are people, Kevin, you're mean-spirited when you talk about Democrats. If it were Republicans, independents, name your party, and they did what the Democrats are doing, they performed like Joe Biden, I'd be saying the same thing. If the Republicans were doing this, I'd be saying the same thing. This is not some ideological rant by a dude who, well, I think I understand it. I've been doing this a long time. I've spent my 10,000 hours, in case you haven't read the book about what does it take to become an expert in something. I got a lot more than 10,000 hours in this, and I am an expert. And that's why you listen. That's why thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people, usually millions listen. That is why I was silenced on social media, is because I'm going to give you nothing but the truth. And let me tell you, sometimes it hurts me. Sometimes the policies that I espouse, I don't want to do necessarily, but I understand that it truly is for the greater good. That is what we're about. That is what you're about. And that's why we stick together. And let me tell you, we got some work to do because we got to learn how to stick together better. One of the things I'd like you to do is join me over at wimkin.com. Go check it out. WIMKIN.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I tend to ask this question every show, but I would ask you, would you rather be a leftist or a right? A Republican or a Democrat? And I'm not trying to make a big distinction between the parties, but I'm saying the true Republicans. Would you rather be on the side of the Republicans or the Democrats? Would you rather deal with the issues that we're going to be talking about? Inflation, crime, the price of gas and heating oil and what have you, Hunter Biden, the Department of Justice and the fire upon under which they reside right now, Joe Biden's record as president, the Democrats' record in general, the people who want to convince you about science when they know nothing about science, and we'll get more into that. Would want to be any of that? We barely started the year, and the Democrats are already in the biggest fight of their lives. And part of it is because they don't own the House anymore. Another big part of it is because you no longer care about the media. Another part of it is because you no longer trust the government. They can't sell you on their stupid ideas any longer. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Hunter Biden isn't even in the mainstream being discussed yet, and he will be a huge story. And he's not even being discussed. But you know what we are discussing? The FBI, who was meeting with Twitter.
You know what we haven't gotten to yet? What has the FBI been doing with Facebook? What were they doing with Google? What data did they get on Americans that they should have been getting on actual terrorists? People, instead of protecting Americans, they were out there looking for dirt on us. Little bitty people like myself. I guarantee I have a file that'll choke a quarter horse at the FBI. And you know what I've done? Absolutely nothing. The only thing I've done is go against the grain of the lies. That's the only thing you've done. Some of you may even have files at the FBI and you're going, what? What am I doing being looked at? Meanwhile, terrorists in our midst, I don't know if you guys saw the story about the machete-wielding Islamic person at New York who was trying to kill people with a machete. And by the way, he was on the FBI's list. Like all the others, like the Sarnoff brothers, like the Pulse guy that shot up Pulse, like the guy that shot up San Bernardino. This FBI does everything except its job. As Melissa would say, you got one job. How about you protect the citizens of America instead of going after them, J. Edgar Hoover? In the guise of Christopher Wray, the supposed leader of the FBI, the guy who goes and testifies before Congress and lies and then jets off on a private jet to go who knows where, to do what? Probably to go to some command center and continue spying on Americans. Let's move on. Well, there's a new strain of the Wu flu, folks, and it's killing folks. It's a variant of Omicron, is what they say. Is it more deadly? Of course it is. Does it need more vaccines? Of course it does. What they're trying to tell us, folks, is Wu flu is not dead. Oh, no, no, no. It'll be around forever because they got to cover their butts. They got to keep those lawsuits off of Moderna and Pfizer. They got to keep save face with the American people. Oh, listen, Lou, we gave you back your freedom. Now you should be appreciative and leave it alone. Listen, just let it go. Have you seen those spy thrillers where they say, why do you keep pursuing that, Jack Ryan? Jack's not going to let it go. He needs to let it go. They want us to let it go. Here's a little bit of a controversy for you folks. Have you thought about the timing of this new virus? The new virus we learned about, I think it was 2 days after that NFL athlete fell and had a heart attack in the middle of, I don't know how many people watch that crap, but he literally falls out while doing his job. He gives a routine hit, a routine tackle, and then drops to the ground. They're lucky he didn't just drop straight dead at the time. Critical condition, I don't know. I haven't followed the story. For all I know at this point, you know, it could be worse. But this is a guy out there, healthy as can be, doing his job, and you know what they won't tell you? They don't want to tell you this. They want to admit it. Every one of those people got vaxxed. And you know why those players were sitting down there taking a knee, watching Hamblin get some people try to save his life? 9 minutes of CPR? You want to know why those other athletes were sitting down there taking a knee? One, they cared about their fellow compatriot. Two, they're all sitting there going, I took that stupid vax myself. Let me tell you, if you got vaxxed on this program, maybe you did it because you really wanted to, you felt you were at risk, etc. I'm not mad at you, but I'll bet you this. There's a big contingency of you who say, I wish I'd never done it. Now that I know what I know, I wish I've never done it. I can tell you this. I have many friends that said, Kevin, I almost got it. I'm so glad I didn't. Yep. High-profile, Wu-Fu-related heart attack caught on national TV. Not some fat, overweight slob. We'll get to fat phobia here in a bit. But no, an athlete in his prime. Something, by the way, that has never happened in the NFL. Has somebody gotten their neck broken a hit? Yep. Have people gotten concussions? Yep. But never has an athlete of that caliber fallen out on a field with a heart attack. And you know what? You know what else is being questioned this year, folks? You ready for this word? Science. See, the Democrats have learned how to use certain buzzwords. Well, that's the science of it. That's settled science. The science of physiology, right? That's been settled. Ergo, man versus woman. The Biden administration is full of experts on humans. And they argue for people who have a psychological disorder where they want to be men when they're women and women when they're men. Or whatever they decide to pick. And they want to convince us that our science is flawed in knowing the difference between a man and a woman. Despite, you could go on the internet and say, the difference is between a man and a woman, and you will get 5 million articles that explain the difference between men and women. There are chemical differences. There are physical differences. There are so many differences. And you know what's interesting about those differences is when you look at the physiology of men, it is categorically the same. Our naughty bits are on the outside, not on the inside. We generate more testosterone. We tend to be bigger and stronger. And I could go on. There are physiological differences that are inarguable unless you're an academic and you decide, hey, let's jack everybody up and tell them there's 71 different genders. And then let's go make lots of money and let's study the issue. And nothing comes of it. Just controversy and chaos and changing of bathrooms and who can sleep with who and where go, do you go to prison and what do you think about yourself? And we're just going to let the mental aspect of this take over. See, there's a controversy already brewing. Despite all the science that proves our point and goes against everything that they teach in these schools, you can be whatever you think you are. Leftists say, we're the weirdos.
Jackson Radio Show.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. It's not only beyond plentiful, the rain falling in California is loud.
I went to bed last night when it was raining what I would call torrentially, and literally was woken up around 3 a.m. because it was so loud.
Los Angeles area resident Bryce Zabel says his backyard's a lake thanks to the rain that's now moving out of the coastal areas and heading to the mountains. At least 2 people are dead because of the storm, including a young child killed when a tree fell on a home in Sonoma County. For the 7th time, the House of Representatives has failed to elect a speaker. Once again, about 20 Republicans voted for someone other than GOP leader Kevin McCarthy. President Biden says he will visit El Paso, Texas on Sunday, his first trip to the southern border. He also says the U.S. will use an existing program to accept 30,000 migrants per month from Venezuela, Cuba, Haiti, and Nicaragua. Rich Johnson, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Anti-vaxxer. Hadn't heard that term in a while. You want to know why? Democrats are backing away from this whole vaccination thing. Beep, 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 beep. Slowly. Back away slowly. Have the pepper spray ready for when the bear strikes. And we're the bears. Because we're the ones saying, I'm not anti-vaxxer, but I am anti-this vax. But they gave us a name. They coined a phrase for us. They got to make us a negative. We have to stand out from the crowd. See, notice them. They're the ones with the purple fingers. I voted. The anti-vaxxers. Here's what the Daily Dot wrote. Right-wing anti-vaxxers were among the most outspoken purveyors of the unfounded rumors surrounding Damar Hamlin. Charlie Kirk of Turning Point, as well as the makers of the debunked anti-vax documentary, Died Suddenly, and other conspiracy theorists and far-right pundits rushed to capitalize on Hamlin's medical emergency. Kirk described the incident as a tragic and all too familiar sight right now. Athletes dropping suddenly. I mean, how controversy is that? Whoa, Charlie Kirk actually, listen, I want to repeat that. A tragic and all too familiar sight right now. Athletes dropping suddenly. I know. What a heretic. Charlie Kirk should be prosecuted. He should be jailed for this statement, according to the left. They go on to talk about Stu Peters. Stu Peters, who made Died Suddenly, deleted his claim in the aftermath that Hamlin had maybe passed away, but later posted that people were planning on gaslighting about the incident. You should read the full article at the Daily Dot that they call it. It brings out the worst in the anti-vaxxers. Hadn't heard that term in months. You want to know why? Because it turns out the anti-vaxxers, as it pertains to the COVID vaccines, I use my finger quotes, are the smartest people on the planet. I talked the other day. I've already made a bet. I put it out there publicly. The Red Cross, when it requests blood one day, is going to say, we need to test you and make sure you don't have any mRNA in your system, and your blood is going to be worth gold. It's going to be better than gold. That's what's going to happen. And I even predicted further that the government is going to come to the people who haven't been vaccinated, who've defeated Wu Flu and all the other stuff, and they're going to try to make it mandatory that you give blood if you are an anti-vaxxed. That's what I predict. They're not forcing me to give my blood, but they're going to admit one day that the people who were smart enough not to introduce something that will alter your DNA in your blood and in your bloodstream are the smartest people. Sorry if that hits home for some folks, but I don't really care. It is what it is. I've done dumb things and had to admit it. So can you. I talked earlier about
DeMar Hamlin. Nobody has seen anything like this in the NFL, in the history of the NFL. There's never been a guy hit somebody, get up, and drop to the ground with a heart attack. Now, I said earlier, I have one of my friends of a brother of mine. He hit a guy, good athlete, hit him wrong, didn't have his neck cranked the right way, broke his neck on the field. That I've seen. I won't credit that to COVID. Okay? But what I will credit to COVID is when you make it mandatory for players to get the jab, and then you get some freak show that happens like this, where a dude hits a guy, gets up, and drops to the ground with a massive heart attack, and he's in the best shape of his life. These stories are happening all over the place, and you know what the left, the media does? They ignore it. They pretend that those other incidents don't happen, and then they try to make you the pariah. You're the anti-vaxxer. You're the one who doesn't believe in the science. I'm going to get to science here in a bit, defining science. And it was based on a notion. The guy, somebody sent me something about political science, so we'll get into that. But I want you to understand this. The controversy surrounding science, and you can notice it. Many politicians, that's the science. And it's almost always leftists who pull that word out. They pull it out like it's a weapon, because only they understand the science. The people who can't define a woman want to tell you science. The people that tell you they don't understand the difference between a man and a woman want to tell you the science. The people that tell you that folks with mental disorders that believe, look at themselves and see as a man and see a woman, look at themselves as a woman and see a man, knowing that they are biologically that, and they say, well, that's not a physiological problem. I mean, that's not a psychological problem. It's a physiological problem. We need to switch them. I could go on. This is so insane. So nothing like this has ever happened in the history of the NFL. But we've seen it play out all over the COVID-vaccinated world, folks. Soccer, basketball, all the people that were forced to get the... Hollywood, look at the people dropping dead in Hollywood. And look, we're going to die natural deaths, but here's what I can tell you. Sudden adult death syndrome. When you have to create something that says, well, listen, we know it's really strange that all these young adults are dying. So, well, let's give it a name so we can now have to have something to point to, and it won't necessarily mean that it was because of the jab. See, sudden infant death syndrome you get, because you go, babies do fall, you know, can't turn over, blah, 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 they die. Adults can turn over. We know how to turn over in the middle of the night. Why are 30-somethings dropping dead with what I call the COVID fall, just fall to the ground? Why are people in good health, supposed good health, under 50, 60, dying once they get the jab? We have a friend who got the second jab, I should say an acquaintance. I just heard about this the other day. He gets his second jab, drops dead. 50-something, 52 years old. And it's a sad story because he actually posted about it. Hey, getting my second jab, you know, just want to make sure I'm feeling okay, blah, blah, blah. Drops dead. But no, not related. Oh, and let's not forget the people who died from the within 24 hours of getting the jab. You know what they...
Oh, well, it wasn't the jab. No, they had pre-existing comorbidities and...
Yeah, let me tell you something. You go to the doctor... And you go, hey, listen, I need to get my blood drawn. I want to get tested for this. And then something happens the next day. There's probably a lawsuit happening. Because what a difference a day makes. Kevin Jackson's here listening to, folks. Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. We're called the conspiracy theorists as we can document, can show you people dropping dead, cooking. There are YouTubers. I saw this. A woman who's a famous YouTuber. She's cooking, and she just drops dead in the kitchen. 30 years old. Vaccinated. And look, don't believe me. Please, don't believe me. Just go. And I don't even want you to do this, honestly, because it's tragic. But go look at there's videos on top of videos on top of videos. Not the same people. You think we're the only ones discussing this? That this isn't being discussed in every country where they've mandated this stupid jab? But folks, it's not enough for us to be proven right on every count as it's related to COVID and vaccines. Because I don't even use the word I've been vindicated. I don't have to be vindicated. I was right from the beginning. But we're still ridiculed for merely suggesting that there might be a problem with these vaccines. Oh no, Kevin, there are new vaccines coming out now. Oh no, we've really enhanced the mRNA technology since we did the first one that protected us from whatever we did to you and had people dropping dead or getting debilitating side effects. No, we've improved it. You know what? I think I'll wait. So now we have excuses. Buffalo Bills defensive back Damar Hamlin may have suffered a, get this, remarkably rare condition when he collapsed on the field during the Monday night game with the Bengals. This is from CBS News medical contributor Dr. David Agus. The Bills said Hamlin suffered cardiac arrest following a hit in the game. Video shows that after the hit, he stood up, took a few steps, and fell to the ground. While it's not yet clear what caused Hamlin's heart to suddenly stop beating, Agus believes he sustained blunt force trauma to his chest in the exact right spot at the exact right moment during his heartbeat, which caused the heart to have an arrhythmia, not beat effectively to push blood to the brain. Agus suspects his heart attack was in the ventricular fibrillation. And he goes on to explain this condition with some mumbo-jumbo, gobbledygook medical talk, when in fact, the only reason why this athlete had this heart attack was because he got jabbed. Look at the people in the NBA who can no longer play. Soccer. Other sports.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Talking controversies for the new year, folks, and we don't have any. You know, the, what do they call it, conspiracy theories that existed for us have all come to be real. So the even conspiracy theory has now become dirty for the left to talk about it, because all we got to do is go, wait, what conspiracy? Right? You mean Russian collusion? You mean Ukrainian extortion? You mean, oh, it wasn't really Hunter's laptop? And it would just keep going. All the conspiracies have turned out to be true. So the left have no, they're standing on quicksand. And the vaccine, folks, is one of the biggest, because they ripped us off. They stole our freedoms. And whether you like it or not, whether they like it or not, it is in your DNA to not be locked up, to not be told what to do, to not be forced into something. And whether they like it or not, you are, even at the lowest common denominator, people are still going, something still makes me mad about this. I can't figure it out. Even at the base level, the ones that are at the subsistence of the government, please, they got their hand out. Where's my check? Where's my check? Where's my check? They're used to getting that check, but they're not used to lockdowns.
They're not used to, you're going to force me to get a vaccination just to travel, just to move around the country, then you're going to try to throw me in jail? You're going to call me a super spreader? People are going, something doesn't feel right. Yep. So the vaccine, right in, it's front and center. We didn't have to wait very long for one of the biggest controversies, one that's been brewing now for the better part of 2 years, that has me so pissed off, I can't see straight. A year of my life under lockdown, forced to homeschool my own kid after paying taxes to let these clowns do it. Forced to put a mask on so I can travel around the country and then put in fear of, am I going to have to get a vaccine passport? What's my life going to be like if some bureaucrat who's a lying scumbag like Fauci decides, you know what, let's have them all have to get a shot or else they can't travel or they can't eat out or they can't do this and they're just going to be on lockdown for the rest of their lives. Were any of you considering this as a possibility? Because I bet you were. And then what do we get? We get the new year. It isn't even days into the new year. And in front of the whole world, the anti-vaxxers get our comeuppance. Because Damar Hamlin, an athlete in his prime, who was forced to get a shot because of the NFL's policies, falls. Luckily for him, he didn't drop dead, because if he hadn't been in the shape that he's in, he probably would have. But he falls down and has a massive heart attack that is going to likely change his life forever. And the attacks were immediately. How dare you say this was because of the shot? How dare I? How dare I not? Had a guy, he tweeted me that. Kevin, I really like your work, man, but I mean, come on, you know, we can't be jumping on this right away. I'm like, jumping on what? We need jumping on this right away. I've been talking about this for a year and a half. I've been telling people all the controversy surrounding this nonsense around Wu Flu. Number one, everybody that had it didn't have it. When you have a disease that the test can't even tell you within 70% accuracy that you have it, I'm sorry. You're not going to convince me that everybody you said had it didn't have it or had it. Then you can take the test. You can have no symptom, take a test that says you have it, and so now you're one of the people that had it. Really? So for all intents and purposes, why don't we just say this? Everybody in America had it. Well, you know why they didn't do that? Because if they did, it would have skewed the statistics on how many people died from it, which, by the way, is less than 0.5%. And if you're young and healthy, it's less than 0.1%. Why would anybody mandate lockdowns and all this other nonsense because of that? Nobody would in their right mind. And then what do we learn? We learn from, because Elon Musk is going to release the Fauci file on Twitter. But what do we learn? You can't even talk about it or they shut you down. Why was social media shutting us down when we were bringing up valid points about this? The validity of, are you dying from Wu Flu or are you dying with Wu Flu? Oh, and by the way, don't call it Wu Flu because then you're a racist. See, this is the ridiculous nature of this discussion, and this is why I'm not letting it go. But they attack us because we dare bring up, you know what? I bet that gifted athlete who never had a problem in his life until he got that stupid shot, I'm going to bet you it's the vaccine.
Oh my goodness, look at you, you anti-vaxxer.
And then we get the nonsense.
Well, it was ventricular fibrillation. What we know with commotio cordis, which is the condition, is that every minute you delay shocking them, resuscitating them, what happens is there is an increase of 10% in mortality, said a doctor who claims that this guy who's in the business of hitting people for a living on the football field with pads and who no one has ever died from doing it, but controversially took the shot. That no, it wasn't the vaccine that did it. It was the absolute perfect combination of the hit that he put on that guy, a hit that he has delivered
100,000 times in his football career, but that's the one that did it. Says they started CPR right away, which is great. My hope is they were able to restore the heart rate soon. So in other words, if it was a heart arrhythmia that from a hit, he should be fine. They shock him back, boop, boop, heart comes back, and he's like, whoa, what happened? They're like, dude, you had that one in a million hit that's never occurred in the NFL, but now you're back. I'm going to make you a prediction. I'm going to bet you that DeMar Hamlin, when they finish the diagnosis on him, they're going to tell you he will never play football again. I don't wish this on him. He seems like a stellar young man, born to a mother who had him at 16 years old and fought against all the odds. And in a meritocracy, he earned his way into the show, the NFL. Good for him. I don't know anything about his politics. I don't even care. I don't care whether he's a flag-carrying member of the LGBTQ and he happens to be the biggest leftist on the planet. Nobody deserves to work their butt off and get to that level of fitness, be forced to take a shot because of the league, and then essentially almost have to give up his career, his lifestyle. And if you think I'm being hyperbolic about this, we know professional players in multiple sports took the jab and said, I can't perform anymore. I remember talking about Eric Clapton, who said he got the shot. He said, man, I couldn't play the guitar. He goes, I'm not getting phase two of it if this is what phase one did. And he became an outspoken critic of this. I love this other part. They said, this case that happened with this player, here's what they went on to say. Only about 30 of these cases happen in the United States each year, predominantly in children. Okay, so what? You're telling me that these children hit each other at such a level that the heart goes into this arrhythmia? Let me tell you. What evidence do you need? I'm not going to tell you that you don't need to study this stuff and do whatever you want to do. To me, it's a waste of money. But go study it. Common sense tells you exactly everything you need to know about DeMar Hamlin and what happened to him. Here's what they say. It happens in Little League Baseball. A ball is thrown by the pitcher, hits the person in the chest. It happens in soccer when there's something that causes blunt force trauma. So remarkably rare. Well, you want to add something to the rare column? It happens to those who are vaxxed. Except, here's the problem. It ain't as rare as all the other things that I just talked about. So he says, we're going to learn a lot over the next 12 to 24 hours. Or you know what we've learned? Like I said, I haven't followed the story critically. I don't even know where we are at this moment. But I'll tell you this. In that next 12 to 24 hours, this guy was barely holding on. They didn't shock him back. He didn't get up and go, ooh, life is good, because his heart has major, massive problems caused by that shot, and they aren't going away. Sad to tell you. He's on a Tommy was on a ventilator, critical condition, etc. Over some getting shocked back in, you know, to life after, you know, them having to do CPR for that length of time. Folks, 2023 is going to reveal a lot about leftism.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.